What's the last 24 hours been like for you? A lot of phone calls, text stuff from friends, college teammates, anything like that? Moment in the sun now? Or?
Yeah, a little bit here and there. Can't ask for too much, but a lot of thank good congratulations and thank you. That's all.
How do you build on this?
Don't worry about it. Things that's in the past, leave it in the past. That was last game. We got a W. That's all that matters. New week.
And Stefan, a lot of your teammates remark about how hard you work in practice, even in the walkthroughs and things like that. Where did that come from? How did you kind of build that approach to things? And how important
is
that?
As far as like walkthroughs and stuff like that, I mean, I'm not really good at going through like walkthroughs, so I kind of like got to go at a good pace. So the thing that you practice, that's how you play. So I just try to go at a good pace and get things right.
How much did Keenan help you at Maryland and just getting you ready for this? And
My last year, he actually helped me a lot. Going in and how to be a pro and what to do, what to say, what not to say, how to conduct yourself, so, and how to just to come to work every day. You're going to have to work, you know, no matter what, so work in league. So he taught me a good way to approach it. Not only not just him, but everybody on the organization and that staff.
Mike was also saying one of the things that he loves about you is not only the fact you focus on what you need to correct, but when he was a rookie, you know, he said, I was fourth string, but you're going in there and you're facing top-of-the-line guys and doing the right stuff. Mm-hmm. I know it means a lot that he speaks highly of you, but do you kind of have a kinship with him? Are you watching what he does?
Yeah, definitely. He's like a big brother out there. I mean, especially when you play along next to him and he's actually encouraging you and making sure you're doing things the right way. And throughout the week, I mean, he's going to get on you. I mean, make sure you're doing what you need to do to be successful. So it's good to have that guy out there. I mean, just it plays a big part in my success as well. So having basically a big brother out there.
He said you remind him of Antonio Brown. I guess, what do you think when you hear something like that?
Yeah, I mean, you want to say thank you and that kind of thing, but the work has yet to be done. So, I mean, you say thank you, you take it with a grain of salt, come to work each and every day. I mean, because it's a lot more plays to be made out there before I get to that point.
You don't like comparisons, do you?
No, not at all, because I believe everybody's different. Antonio Brown is a hell of an athlete, a hell of a receiver, and I have yet to work to that point, so I'm just trying to get there, earn my stripes.
You said, you know, opportunities, it's easy to be patient because you know one may come, but, I mean, you know, 4 or 5 weeks go by, you know, and you're still on that inactive list. How do you, get a little edgy?
It's all about having a positive attitude. I mean, the time you do get edgy and the time you do want to slack off is the time, boom, there goes your opportunity. So you don't want to have that. You don't want to have any type of negativity in your life. Continue to push. Continue to be patient. And when your time comes, then you got to do everything you can. That's all.
Do you feel any added pressure on third down?
Nah, third down is my favorite down. I mean, that's when you got to come alive, especially for your quarterback. I mean, if first and second down don't go right, then you got another down to look forward to as well. But I like third down.
What would your mindset be if Charles came back and, you know, reclaimed the starting role and you had to accept a reduced role after the past couple of weeks?
I would accept my role, I mean, just like I did before. Just like I stepped into the role, I would step out of the role. Do whatever they can, whatever they need me to do. It's not, it doesn't come to that now for me. I mean, it's all about my opportunity, so I'm going to do everything that I can each and every day.
Teammates have said they're not real surprised to see you kind of breaking out or emerging in this way. Has any part of this surprised you at all?
Nah, not necessarily, because I come in and I work each and every day. I work really hard. And like you said, like walkthroughs and stuff like that, I take everything serious. I take my craft serious. So I knew I had potential, but I was just waiting for my opportunity. I trust my coaches. They put me in the best position.
Where does that work at? Right?
Just loving the game. I've been around the game for a long time. So I just love football, everything about it, the pressure that everybody says people get, third downs and that type of thing. That would keep me going. I mean, give me life. So I just love the game.
I know you get training camps and mini camps and walkthroughs and practice and all that. We're still only 5 weeks in your rookie year. How do you explain the connection you've already got with Teddy? And how did you build that fast?
Really just trying to make plays for him. I mean, quarterbacks like guys who try to do everything they can for him and put it all on the line for him. So that's what I try to do. I mean, you want to have that trust with your QB. You want to build that camaraderie throughout your team and just have that good relationship with him. So when you're out there, he don't have anything to worry about. He tell you to run this route, you run it to the best of your ability and be there for him when you need him. That's how you do it.
Have you always been a good route runner? I mean, Mike said yesterday your routing was excellent. I'm not sure was the word he used, or terrific, or something like that. I mean, has that always been a strength?
Actually, my route running got a lot better when I got here. I mean, when you see a lot of guys, when you see Charles Johnson and a lot of other guys who run great routes, I mean, you automatically got to sharpen your blade a little bit, take the little things that you can from him and that kind of thing. But I've been working at it for a long time. I ain't always been the best, and I'm still not the best, but I'm trying to get there, no doubt.
Well, now that people will be kind of circling and looking for you, do you relish that, you know, if defenses start saying, okay, we got to pay attention to this kid?
I mean, you want that. I mean, you want the attention, because it's only going to help your team, especially if you – If I get some help over the top, it probably open up some run stuff. Or, you know, AP gets enough attention as it is. That's why we so open. So it kind of works hand in hand, and that's how football works. So I don't really care. It don't really matter to me.
How'd you get so open on that third down, the third and 15 yesterday? It was like five guys around you.
It was four. It was like a domino. We watched it on film. It was like four people, and then I was in the middle. I mean, the way the coverage was set up, it was just a hole late. I mean, it was there. It wasn't as there early, but it opened up late when the quarterback run around a little bit, and that's all.
Thanks, man.
Thanks,
appreciate it.
Have a good day, all right?